We have training to help you manage every part of your business. If you need to generate leads, we have training that shows you how to get leads off Facebook in 48 hours. We have training to show you how to get leads from your organic Facebook profile. We have training to show you how to convert those leads into a conversation and then close them into paid discovery, how to run the paid discovery workshops, how to convert paid discovery clients into growth plans, how to manage those growth plans with clients ongoing, how to recruit and advertise for team members and hire team members, how to pay international staff in the Philippines or South America or wherever you're hiring your team, how to manage that team and get the best performance out of them, how to write standard operating procedures. We have how to manage the automations in your agency. We have training and templates and frameworks and coaching for all of that. We just don't do any of it for you because I don't want you to become dependent on us. I want you to fish for yourselves. Welcome to the Agency Hour. My name's Troy Dean. I'm the founder and CEO here at Agency Mavericks, and we bring you the Agency Hour podcast every week to help you start, grow, and scale your web design, SEO, or digital marketing agency. And we get a lot of questions about our programs and how we work. And so this potentially could be one of the most boring podcast episodes I make, but full transparency, I wanted to make an episode of the podcast where I just answer all of these questions once so that when these questions come up from time to time, we can just point people to this episode of the podcast. And we will also cut this podcast up into multiple videos and sections so that I can just say to my entire team, hey, if anybody asks this question, just go and point them to this video on our YouTube channel or on this page. So that is the purpose of this episode of the podcast. I hope you will indulge me and you don't think that this is us just trying to pitch our products and programs to you. I literally am just using a leverage point here to answer these questions once, and maybe someone listening to this podcast will find the answers to these questions useful, because if you've been following us for any time, you've probably had these questions come up in your head. So I've got a Google Doc here open on the screen in front of me, and I'm just going to roll through these questions one at a time. The first question is it worth the price? Am I going to get a return on investment? And the truth is, I have no idea whether it's worth the price, because only you know, one, how much you can afford to invest in your business and in your personal growth, and two, only you know whether this feels like you're going to get more value than you invest. I will answer the question by saying this from our point of view, is that I've been in the business of coaching freelancers and agencies since 2013. Now, at the time of shooting this, it's February 2024. So in May 2024, we turn 11. We have mentored over 4,000 agencies from every corner of the planet. We've taken freelancers to their first $100,000 a year. We've taken freelancers to their first $10,000 in monthly recurring revenue and enabled them to quit their full-time job. We've done that several times. We've helped work from home mums retire their husbands. We've helped families travel the country in an RV for a year and homeschool their kids while they run their business from their laptop. We've helped a couple go and live at Disney World for a year and run their business from their laptop. We've helped agencies who are already doing $1.2 million a year in revenue get to over $3 million a year in revenue and buy another Porsche. All true stories. So if this was a ripoff, we just wouldn't be here. Like, you can't sustain a business for this long and have the team that we have five coaches, I think, at the time of recording this video. We have 14 on the team who work in the business every day across Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, and the US and the UK. You just can't grow a business to this point if you're in the business of ripping people off. So I don't know if this is worth the price. Only you know that. What I will say is that this is hard work. Growing an agency is hard work. It's not easy. So if you're expecting to come in here, give us a bunch of money and then walk out in 2 weeks' time and your money's doubled and it's, you know, easy street, then you're in the wrong place. Don't join the program because your expectations are way out of control and you're probably not going to be a good fit for what we do. We do have a guaranteed return on investment in one of our programs called Recurring Revenue Accelerator. And later on in this episode, or if you're watching this on our Frequently Asked Questions page, then further down the page, I will answer that question specifically and give you all the details about that guaranteed return on investment. I think if you're watching this video, you will have seen some B-roll of our Wall of Love testimonials. Again, we are very intentional and proactive about collecting testimonials and success stories from our customers for two reasons. One, it helps people like you have the confidence to join our program. And so what happens is when people join our program and they have success, we reach out to them, they post their success in our wins channel in Slack, we reach out to them and say, hey, can we share that as a testimonial? Because we know that that social proof will help someone else decide to join our program, because we know that that's what helped you join our program. So that's why we are really intentional about collecting and expanding on our social proof. The other reason we do it, full transparency, is because running your own business is like being punched in the face 150 times a day and getting back in the ring with Mike Tyson and doing it again. It's a crazy thing that we do. And so having lots of social proof and success stories helps me and the entire team stay in a positive frame of mind, so that when things go sideways, which they always do, and you feel like it's a struggle, we just go and look at our wall of love every day and remind ourselves that when things are going well, we do great work for great people who really appreciate it. So that's why we collect so much social proof. So I hope that answers that question. I'm now going to move on to the next question, which is this worth the time commitment? Again, I don't know, because I don't know how much time you have. I will say this, if the only reason that you don't invest in some kind of mentoring or advice or guidance or help to grow your agency is because you don't think you've got time to implement what your mentor or coach is going to teach you or help you with, then you should probably be asking yourself, am I in the right stage of life and the right frame of mind to be running my business? Because, you know, listen, everyone who's on the internet saying that you can make $8.7 million a year and work 4 hours a week might be true, but they've been doing this a long time and they didn't start off working 4 hours a day. Did I say 4 hours a week? 4 hours a week. They didn't start off working 4 hours a week. Leave that in, Max. Don't edit it out. They didn't start off working 4 hours a day or 4 hours a week. They started off working 16 hours a bloody day to get product market fit, get their first batch of clients, get their first team member, and then start to train the team how to do the things they don't want to do anymore and gradually build it up. So if you are looking to make $100,000 a year or $500,000 a year or $1 million a year, whatever your target is, and you want to do it earning, you know, working 4 hours a day, I don't know. I just think you should have a serious think about your level of commitment and how serious you are about growing a business, because it's hard work and it takes time. And gradually, things get easier. I've been doing this for 11 years now. I spend most of my time in front of the camera, behind the microphone, creating content, helping my team, coaching, running our live events. There's a whole bunch of stuff in this business I don't do anymore. I don't edit the podcast. I don't write SOPs. I don't answer support tickets. I don't do the banking or the books. I don't do any of that stuff anymore, but I used to do it all. So in my mind, the time commitment to engage in a program like ours, you're probably looking at about 4 to 6 hours a week to really fully engage in the content and the calls and the community. And then I think you should be spending an hour a day, Monday to Friday, working on the business rather than trying to cram a 4 hour sprint in on a Friday afternoon or a Saturday night. Momentum breeds momentum. And I learned this from one of my mentors, Ed Dale, a long time ago. He said, you're better off just spending an hour a day, Monday to Friday, than trying to do 5 hours once a week. Because you do 5 hours once a week and then it's 7 days before you do it again and you've just lost momentum. So just bite off an hour a day to work on the business, and in a year's time, you'll look back and you'll appreciate how far you've come. So the next question we get is, how can I trust you? I don't know how to answer this question other than just to tell you a little bit about my story and where I came from and why I do what I do. I started out in the web design industry in my late 20s, early 30s. And truthfully, I was a little bit lost at that point in my life. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was doing voiceovers. And yeah, that's right. I'm that guy that voices ads on the radio, on the telly to, you know, sell you more hamburgers. I was also playing gigs around town as a musician. I was going to pubs 3 or 4 nights a week, playing covers, Brown Eyed Girl, I'm a Believer, all that kind of fun stuff. And I started building websites to promote myself as a voiceover artist and a musician. And then some of the studios that I was working in around Melbourne started asking me, hey, can you build us a website too? We saw your website, it's really good, can you build me one? So I started building websites for people in the post-production industry here in Melbourne. And it just kind of grew accidentally into this business, and which was an agency. I didn't even know it was an agency back then. We also had a WordPress plugin that I developed with a friend of mine called Video User Manuals, and that was doing pretty well. And all of the people that were buying that plugin and signing up for our email list over there were also freelancers and web design agencies, and they started asking me questions on email about how I was writing proposals and hiring staff in the Philippines and managing projects and which software was I using to do this, because I had a little bit of a profile because I was a plugin author. And I was speaking at local WordPress meetups and WordCamps here in Australia. So I started just answering those questions on email. And eventually I got to a point where I realized I was having more fun and getting more gratitude from the other freelancers and agencies that I was helping than actually running my agency. So from 2013 to 2017, I was running both businesses. And then in 2017, I made the decision to go all in on running the education coaching business because I couldn't do both. And also, this business at that point we were a seven-figure a year business at that point. So it made sense to just go all in on that, and we stopped doing client services. So I have not been running an agency per se since 2017. Our coaches are still all agency owners and run successful agencies, and most of them are more successful than I ever was in an agency, because I've made the pivot to become a full-time business owner and entrepreneur and agency coach in this business here. So I've been where you are. I have taken a lot of people to the next level. I now am surrounded by really successful agency owners and coaches, and I learn a lot from them. And as a team, I think we have a very unique perspective on what it takes to grow a successful agency, because it's not one person who's done it and then a bunch of other people that have come in and just drunk my Kool-Aid. Everyone on our coaching team is still running successful agencies. So I think that's a big point of difference. So I just turned 50 in 2023. So this is not something I discovered when I was 22 and just jumped on the bandwagon and, you know, trying to teach everyone how to start their own social media marketing agency. This has been my life's work for the last 15, 16 years running agencies and teaching agencies. So I hope that helps you understand a little bit about who I am, whether or not you trust me. I have no interest in, I don't care. And I don't mean that to be, you know, a jerk. I just don't need to care about whether or not you trust me, because it's a big world and we have lots of people who do trust us enough to engage in our programs and get great results. And they're the people I care about the most. The people who are in our programs, who I work with in one-on-one and group settings, they're the clients that I care about. So if for whatever reason, you know, you don't trust me, that's totally cool. We're okay either way. I am married. I have two beautiful kids. Oscar will be 7 this year and Goldie will be 4. And I'm very, you know, committed to my family and loving life, living in Melbourne and traveling Australia and to the US to run our live events and hang out with our customers. So hopefully that answers any questions you've got. Oh, also, I'm very passionate about the environment, which is why I drive an electric car. I don't drive a Tesla because I'm a wanker and I want to brag. If that was the case, I'd buy a Ferrari. But I drive an electric car because I care about the planet and I want to leave it in better shape for my kids. And I also have 28 solar panels on the roof and a 13 kilowatt battery on the side of the house. So there's that. Hope that helps you make a decision about whether or not you can trust me. All right, the next question is, will it work? Can I trust the product? This is a great question. I'll just explain a little bit about the product. What we do is there are really three components to our product. One is a customized plan for your agency and for your specific situation. So we sit down with you, we work through your numbers, we work through your finances, and we build a customized revenue growth plan for your business. And we set revenue targets with you. We collaborate with you. We don't dictate to you. We collaborate with you and set realistic revenue targets for the next 12 months. Then we plug you into all of the resources you need to sell paid discovery workshops and convert those paid discovery clients into recurring revenue, what we call growth plan clients. And you keep doing that and you keep banking recurring revenue, and like compound interest, it builds up over time. And within a very short space of time, you add 10, 30 or 100 grand a month in recurring revenue, depending on where you're at and your team's capacity and you know, your offer and how much social proof you've got and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the way the product works. We've seen it work across you know, several different countries and several different geographies. And I'll talk a little bit more about some of those examples later on. And again, if you're watching this on our FAQs page, just scroll down and I'll answer some of those questions about whether or not this works in specific countries or whether it works in specific niches or for particular services. So the product, I believe, we started out as a kind of a general business coaching company for agencies, but we've really got the product dialed in now. We have a very particular system and structure that we take you through. We still do provide a lot of advice around hiring team, fixing your processes, financial management, all that kind of general business advice. But on the front end, we have a very specific, tailored product that is built for agencies by agency owners. So we know the product works. You may have to open your mind and change your mindset about the way you've been doing business, but I imagine you've already done that because otherwise you wouldn't be here looking for help. Because if you're here looking for help, you've already come to the realization that what got you to where you are now is not going to get you to where you want to go and something needs to change. So yes, the product works. So the next question we get asked is, can I trust the company? Who are you guys? What are you about? And I get it. I hear stories all the time. I'm having a conversation in Messenger right now with someone who's been completely ripped off by a coaching program and you know, got nothing out of it. And it's heartbreaking when we hear that. So I would just ask you to have a look at the images and the videos on our website of our live events and our testimonials. I cannot buy footage of me being in San Diego or Santa Monica or Texas or the Gold Coast or Thailand or wherever we've run our events. It would cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars to fly around the world from Australia and film that footage of me being at the events and hire actors to come in and put on the... I mean, why would you do that? It would be easier for me to make money trading crypto, right? Or like getting into NFTs or whatever the young kids are doing these days. Like it's so much work and so much money for me to fudge all this, right? It doesn't make any sense. The only reason people think that this is a scam is because they think that all these kind of business coaching online course things are a scam, right? And frankly, if that's you and you think this whole thing is a scam, well, that's more about your mindset, not mine. I know this is not a scam. I engage coaches. I have mentors. I buy online courses all the freaking time. And it's given me a massive advantage, I think, and it has been a huge learning curve. This business would not exist if I didn't have my own coaches, my own mentors, and my own online education products and programs that I learn from all the time. So this is not a scam. You can check out our Google reviews. You can have a look at the images that we're sharing here. And again, if you're listening to this as a podcast, I'd encourage you to come and check out the links in the show notes here and have a look at the footage of our live events and the special guests that we've had at our live events. I mean, we've had Seth Godin on the podcast. We've had Rand Fishkin speak at our virtual events. We've had people turn up and speak at our live events. I mean, if it was a scam, those people just wouldn't be associated with us at all, right? So no, I can assure you it's not a scam. The next question we get is, hey, look, I'm special. This won't work for me because I live in this country or I work in this weird niche or I offer this strange service. And I just want to tell you a few stories to help you understand that while every situation is special, what we advocate and what we teach are fundamentals of business. So it does work. I'll tell you a quick story about Brendan Temple from South Africa. Brendan has been in business for 18 years. These are his words. And he started following me back in 2015 or something. And his business kind of grew when he first started, but then it's kind of plateaued for a long time. He's in South Africa, which is arguably one of the toughest countries from, you know, economically for geopolitical and socioeconomic reasons. And recently he discovered the paid discovery method and the growth plan method, which are two of the fundamental pillars that we teach. He joined one of our accelerator programs and his business is starting to grow and his team are way happier because his team have awesome structure in their work now and they know they're doing better work for clients. So South Africa, it works. Yogesh from India will play a snippet of his testimonial in a moment. He joined our one of our accelerator programs a couple of years ago and was a massive investment for him. And he got return on investment. We've had Adi from India also join. We've had students from the Philippines and from Indonesia. And so, you know, we'll share a visual here of all the maps, all the pins on the map of the world of the countries where we've actually worked with clients. So geographically, it doesn't matter where you are, this works. This is not a hardcore sales ram it down your throat process that we teach that only works in America, or, you know, because, I mean, first of all, that stuff doesn't work in Australia either. And the American gurus that teach that stuff will tell you it doesn't work in Australia. So no, we're not teaching something that is geographically specific. We are teaching fundamental business best practices that help you attract good clients, convert them, and continue serving them so that you can get paid recurring revenue. Does this work for your particular niche? I don't know. Like, the only niche it doesn't work for is broke customers, right? So if you're targeting personal trainers who get paid $60 an hour, then it probably won't work because those people can't afford to pay your services. So the most common niches that our clients work in are health professionals, tradies or home contractors, coaches and course creators and info product marketers, YouTubers, any business model that, you know, professional services, financial advisors, accountants, lawyers, any business model where they have the capacity to get a return on investment from hiring you. If you're going to be putting yourself out there and asking for $1,500, $2,500, $4,500 a month, there's no point pitching that to the mum and dad dog grooming shop down the road who make $1,500 a week, right? Because they just can't afford your services. And even if they can, they have, their business model is not built in a way to get a return on the investment that they make with you. So it won't work there, but for established businesses that, you know, they don't have to be necessarily doing $1 million a year in revenue, but established businesses that have the capacity to get a return on the investment they make with you, then yes, this works. Because again, we're teaching business fundamentals. We're not teaching something that just works in, you know, removalists or roofing contractors. And I know there are a lot of agency coaches who do that. We don't do that. We, our agency clients are a mix of web design, SEO, digital marketing, branding, content agencies, video production agencies, and they're in the business of providing strategic advice and marketing services to business clients, typically speaking, or nonprofit clients, okay? That's the typical makeup of our agencies. They're in the business of providing those services to other businesses or nonprofits or government organizations. Does this work for insert random service that I offer here? A lot of people think this stuff only works for marketing agencies or lead gen agencies or SEO agencies or ad agencies. I'll play you a snippet from Mara Milani, who is a web development agency who deals largely with research companies. They are not interested in lead gen or customers at all. And Mara has been absolutely killing it with paid discovery and growth plans, and is finally getting paid what she's worth for the strategic and technical advice that she's providing her clients, and they're not doing marketing services. All right, now we're getting into the fun stuff. Tell me more about the guarantee. And what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to read you the conditions of our guarantee, our return on investment guarantee from our program, Recurring Revenue Accelerator. And so I'm just going to pull up the terms and conditions on our website here. So I told you this would be probably one of the most boring episodes of the podcast that we ever make, but I think it's important to cover this off. The guarantee that we have is only applicable to the Recurring Revenue Accelerator program, which is a 90-day program that helps you just focus on growing your recurring revenue. And I'll talk more about the inclusions of each of these programs and what's involved in another video or later on in this episode, but I just want to cover off the guarantee right now. The guarantee is this: we guarantee that the Recurring Revenue Accelerator program, that you will add more annual recurring revenue to your bottom line in the first 90 days than what you invested in the program. The revenue is only applicable if you meet the following criteria. So let me be clear about this. Recurring Revenue Accelerator, the investment for Recurring Revenue Accelerator, I think is between $6,000 and $9,000, depending on your payment plan. And so we guarantee that you will get a return on that investment. So if you've invested $6,000, that you'll make $6,001 back within 90 days. That's annual recurring revenue. So let me break it down for you and make it very, very clear. If you onboard a new client at $500 a month, you've made $6,000 a year, right? Well, guess what? You've just made your investment back, so we're good. Now, we know that you'll onboard more than one client at $500 a month because, you know, you shouldn't be selling anything for $500 a month anyway. But if you onboard one client at $750 a month, then you've got 9,000 in annual recurring revenue, so you're in front. You've made a return on your investment. If you onboard one client at $2,000 a month, well, you're going to get a return on investment within 3 months. So our job is to make sure that you gain enough recurring revenue over the first year that your investment is paid for, okay? And our guarantee is that you will do that within 90 days of working with us in Recurring Revenue Accelerator. If you don't, we will continue to work with you for free until you do. And here's what you need to do to qualify for the guarantee. You need to, first of all, you need to do the training programs that we recommend. And at the time of making this episode of the podcast and these videos, there are two courses that we will prescribe, the Paid Discovery Method and the Growth Plan Method. You can get through those courses in an afternoon, okay? It's not like you have to sit there for 3 weeks watching videos. You need to attend at least one recurring revenue clinic every week for the three-month program. And they are held at, I think, 8 or 9 a.m. on a Friday morning in Melbourne. So afternoon, US time. Now, if you live in a time zone that doesn't make sense because it's 2 o'clock in the morning, just talk to us and we will make sure that you get the recording of that and you have to watch the recording of that recurring revenue clinic to get your questions answered. You need to implement and take the recommended action on every suggestion that we recommend during the program. If we make a recommendation, you say, no, I don't want to do that, well, then we can't help you. Now, we're not going to suggest that you dress up in a tutu and make TikTok videos. We're going to suggest that you do things that we know work to help you attract clients and convert them. If you're really uncomfortable for whatever reason, making video or sharing a post on Facebook or emailing someone or for whatever reason, just talk to us and we'll find a way around that. But if you just put roadblocks in front of us and say, no, I'm not going to do the things that you're recommending, well, then you don't qualify for the guarantee because you're not taking action. You need to complete your weekly accountability form. When due, each week we send you a link and you need to fill that in. It will take you about 45 seconds to do that. You need to notify us of any issues that you're facing or questions you have relating to the services or the growth of your business at the earliest possible stage. In other words, if you come into our program, don't go missing for 3 weeks and then come back and say, I'm overwhelmed because I have all these questions. You're in Slack with us. You've got access to us daily. You've got a one-on-one accountability coach working with you one-on-one. So ask us questions fast and we can get you answers fast. You also need to record and maintain records of the actions you've taken during the program so that if you do turn up in 90 days and say, hey, I haven't got a return on investment, we can say, cool, show us what you've done so that we can keep working with you. And so we know what you've done that hasn't worked and we can help you fill in the gaps and try some other things that will work. You also need to keep your program payments up to date. So if you owe us money at the end of that 90 days, you don't qualify for the guarantee. That's pretty straightforward. If you demonstrate that you've met all of that criteria, we will continue to work with you for free until you get a return on investment. It's as simple as that. What if I don't like it after a few months? Well, if you're in Recurring Revenue Accelerator and you've done everything that we've prescribed, as I mentioned in the guarantee video, we'll continue working with you for free until you make a return on investment. If you decide, for whatever reason, that you just don't like it after a few months, and you've signed an agreement to work with us in Recurring Revenue Accelerator for 90 days or in Mavericks Club for 12 months, then you can't just change your mind and walk out. It just doesn't work that way. The reason it doesn't work that way is because we pour a lot of effort and a lot of time and resources into helping you grow your business, and it is hard work. We know that because we're growing our own business. I don't sign agreements with coaches for 12 months and then 4 months later say, no, I've changed my mind. I don't like the color of your hair. I want to tear up the contract. It doesn't work that way. If there are any concerns, talk to us. If you are super, super, super nervous about joining Mavericks Club for 12 months, then join Recurring Revenue Accelerator for 3 months and try us out. After 3 months, it's a pretty logical conclusion whether or not we're going to keep working together. And full transparency, that three-month accelerator is also us auditioning you because you might not be right for Mavericks Club. We will turf you out of Mavericks Club if you're not a good fit and you're, you know, disruptive or you're upsetting the community or you're not taking action or you're just, you know, generally being a clown. We will tear up the contract. But you don't get to just change your mind 3 months in because things are hard, right? We don't want you in the program if that's your mindset. We only want to work with people who are committed to the long game. This is going to take hard work. It's, you know, the rewards are immense, but it does take hard work. You can either do it on your own or you can find a community to tap into to help you do that, okay? So if you don't like it after a few months, come and talk to us. We can generally resolve these issues just by having a grown-up conversation and using words from our mouths and listening to each other and going through a process of figuring out what's not working, and we can plug you in with the right resources or get you a different coach or whatever we need to do to make sure that you get the outcome. Do I need this right now? I don't know. That's entirely up to you. We don't need you right now, but if you're at a point where you are, you know, overwhelmed, you've tried everything, you can't do it on your own, you're feeling lost, you know that you can get to the next level, but you just don't know how to get there, well, we have an incredible community of coaches and agency owners that can help you. We've put together a customized plan for your specific situation, and we give you access to all the resources, training, templates, everything you need to work on that plan, and high touch, one-on-one accountability and support, so you basically can't fail. But do you need it right now? I have no idea. I don't know where you're at in your life and what's going on for you, so only you can answer that question, really. We get asked this a lot. Do you offer services? Can you get me leads? No, we do not do any done-for-you services. We will not generate leads for you. I will not write ads for you. I will not close deals for you. I will not guarantee you 90 appointments in 30 days or you don't pay. That's not what we do. We don't do anything for you. We teach you how to fish. We give you the knowledge, the training, the templates, the structure, and the confidence to go out and grow your own business. And we give you all the frameworks you need that we know work, because they work for our business and they also work for hundreds of other agencies that we work with. The only thing that we will do for you is what we do for all of our agency clients, which is we will build snapshots in high level. So if you are a high level user, then we will build snapshots and we'll share those snapshots with you. Now, can you place an order for me to build a snapshot? No, we build snapshots based on what we know our audience need, and we will share them from time to time with you. At the time of making this video, we have two snapshots that our community are using. One is a list building snapshot and the other is a high ticket appointment funnel to book appointments for your agency, but you still need to get the traffic to the high ticket appointment funnel. All right, we don't do that. We just build the snapshot, hand it over with all the automations and the landing pages and the emails and all that kind of stuff. You then need to install it and customize it and actually drive traffic to it and manage it and make it work. If you're not a high level user, then I strongly suggest you have a look at high level and we can help you set that up. But we do not do any done for you services. Okay, just want to be super clear about that. We have training to help you manage every part of your business. If you need to generate leads, we have training that shows you how to get leads off Facebook in 48 hours. We have training to show you how to get leads from your organic Facebook profile. We have training to show you how to convert those leads into a conversation and then close them into paid discovery, how to run the paid discovery workshops, how to convert paid discovery clients into growth plans, how to manage those growth plans with clients ongoing, how to recruit and advertise for team members and hire team members, how to pay international staff in the Philippines or South America or wherever you're hiring your team, how to manage that team and get the best performance out of them, how to write standard operating procedures. We have how to manage the automations in your agency. We have training and templates and frameworks and coaching for all of that. We just don't do any of it for you because I don't want you to become dependent on us. I want you to fish for yourselves. So having said that, I want to answer a couple of questions here. Having said that we don't do any done for you, we don't. And also the whole issue of, you know, are we a scam? Can you trust us? We have a relationship with a company called E2M Solutions who are based in India. They have about 180 staff who are expert WordPress developers, SEO and content writers based out of the States. And they are a white label WordPress development partner. So they'll do WordPress development, they'll do SEO, they'll do content writing, completely white labeled for you and your clients. And they are the exclusive sponsor of the Agency Hour podcast. So if you need help fulfilling on client work, E2M Solutions are definitely the right place to go. And again, we have a great relationship with them because we have very similar values. Our values align. We're here to help agencies grow. And if you go to the link that I put below here, you'll be able to get a discount on your first month with E2M Solutions. Take them for a test drive, try them out on a project, and hopefully that will help you get some more client work off your desk so that you can focus on the bigger picture, which is growing your agency. I've tried coaching before. It didn't work. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I would suggest that it's probably You know, was it your fault? Was it their fault? Probably a bit of column A, a bit of column B. I've been coaching for a long time and I'm also a consumer of coaching. And I have had coaches in the past that were numpties and didn't work and took my money and disappeared. Not quite, but they didn't deliver. I've also had coaching in the past that I didn't think worked at the time. And 3 years later, I realize, oh, I wouldn't be doing this if I hadn't learned that from that mentor. So when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. I will say this, what I've learned about coaching over the years are the very things that we've baked into our program. One is it's a customized plan for your agency. We will look at your profit and loss statement and your financials when you join our program, right? Not many agency coaches will do that. We look at your profit and loss when you join our program and we help you fix it. We then get you access to all the resources to implement that customized plan that we come up with on that first series of calls. So you have super clear focus on what you need to do over the next 90 days, specifically for your agency. We give you access to all the resources to implement that plan, and we give you a massive amount of support, one-on-one high-touch accountability with your client success navigator. We get you, if you're in Mavericks Club, we get you plugged into a squadron of other agency owners with a coach. There are only agencies in our community. You won't be in a community with dentists and podiatrists and dog groomers trying to figure out how to generate leads. They're all agencies, okay? So they're the elements of a successful coaching engagement I know that work, and that's why we've built them into our program. When most other coaches are abandoning one-on-one and trying to build these leveraged group programs so they can make heaps of money and only work 4 hours a day, we're actually ramping up our one-on-one support because, and again, full transparency, I'm just leaving profit on the table by doing that, but I'm doing that because I know that the agencies that we have the best results with are those that we work with one-on-one. So that's why everyone in our programs, in our coaching programs, gets one-on-one support. So let's talk about what's included in each of the products. We really have three products on offer at the time of making this. We have Mavericks Club, which is our mastermind. We have Recurring Revenue Accelerator, and we have Launchpad. Now, Agency Launchpad and Recurring Revenue Accelerator are essentially the same curriculum, the same content, and the same training. The only difference is Recurring Revenue Accelerator, you get the one-on-one coaching and accountability. So I'm just going to walk you through what's included in Recurring Revenue Accelerator right now, and just know that the first part of this is exactly the same as Launchpad. You just don't get the coaching and the community. So in Recurring Revenue Accelerator, you get access to the Paid Discovery Method course, the Growth Plan Method course, our Revenue Growth Plan training to help you set up your customized revenue spreadsheet targets, 48-hour leads training to help you generate leads, and the Godfather Method, which is our training on how to create an offer that the market will respond to. That's what you get in Launchpad and Recurring Revenue Accelerator. In Recurring Revenue Accelerator, you also get assigned a client success manager. We call them agency navigators. They will provide you with one-on-one accountability calls every 14 days. These calls are designed to help you figure out what to do next and make sure you don't get stuck and that you're taking action. You'll also meet with a coach and a navigator when you first join to set up your revenue growth plan so that you have clarity about exactly what you're focused on and what your numbers look like. You also get access to our Recurring Revenue Accelerator Slack team where you can ask questions and network with the entire Agency Mavericks team and all of the other Recurring Revenue Accelerator members and any special guests that we introduce into that Slack channel from time to time, which sometimes includes members of our Mavericks Club Mastermind and also some of our other coaches. As a member of Recurring Revenue Accelerator, you're also entitled to discounted tickets to all of our events during your membership. These events are called MavCon and we have them 3 times a year. We have a virtual one in February, an in-person event in June in Australia, and an in-person event in the US in October. And I will leave a link to this page that I'm reading from below here so you can just go and check it out. I will say the big difference between Recurring Revenue Accelerator and Mavericks Club is Mavericks Club is a 12-month commitment, and it's designed to help you grow your agency from a 360-degree view. So in Recurring Revenue Accelerator, our goal and our 100% mission there is to get you to your next milestone of recurring revenue, whether that's $10,000 a month, $30,000 a month, $50,000 a month, whatever that milestone is. When you join Mavericks Club, we're looking at your entire agency. We're looking at your team. We may suggest that you fire people who are underperforming. We'll help you through that process. We'll mentor you through offboarding B players and replacing them with A players. We'll look at your standard operating procedures. We'll hold your hand and make sure that you've got your tech stack dialed in and you're not wasting money on software subscriptions. We look at your entire business. Recurring Revenue Accelerator is just focused on growing your recurring revenue to the point where joining Mavericks Club is a no-brainer, because then we can look at your entire business and we can also help you with your mindset as a business owner. Can I bring my business partner to the calls? Well, yes, I've answered this question previously, but for the sake of the exercise here, when you join Recurring Revenue Accelerator or Mavericks Club, you are allowed to bring your business partner to the calls. And if you come to any live events, you're allowed to bring two people to those live events. We just ask you to chip in a bit extra for catering and room hire if you're bringing any more than two people from your agency to our in-person events. Now, I want to say this. The reason that we give you two seats at the table is, and not your entire team, is because, especially in Mavericks Club, there might come a time where we talk to you about potentially offboarding a team member who's not performing. And so it's a bit awkward if they're in the Slack channels and they're on the calls. So Mavericks Club is really designed for the business owner or business owners. However, if you're the only business owner, but you have a 2IC, a general manager, an ops manager, an implementer who's really critical at helping you implement what you're learning in Mavericks Club, then we would ask you to invite them in and have them as part of the conversation. Just keep that in mind, that there are some conversations that you'll have with your coach or your navigator that are designed for the business owners and not for the team to hear. Do I get to go to the event? Yes. If you're in Mavericks Club, you get to come to all of our events and you get complimentary VIP access to those events. If you're in Recurring Revenue Accelerator, you get a discounted rate to come to any of our events. If you are not in any of our programs, then you can just buy tickets to come to our events and see what it's all about. What does my coaching look like and how often can I talk to them? Well, there are four layers of support really in our programs. There's customer support. If you've got any questions about updating your credit card or billing, or you can't access a course that you think you should have access to, you just go to our support website and send an email, fill in a form, do a live chat question, and our support team will answer those questions. The next layer is you can ask questions in the Slack channel that you're in any time of the day or night and get support from the coaches and the rest of the community of agency owners in there. If you're in Recurring Revenue Accelerator or Mavericks Club, you also have access to a one-on-one accountability coach, a client success manager. We call them agency navigators. You meet with them every 14 days. Why every 14 days? Because typically 7 days is not enough to get stuff done, and 30 days is too long and people get distracted and go sideways. So we've found that every 14 days is the right cadence for us to meet with you one-on-one. In between those one-on-one calls, you can ask questions in Slack, ping, you know, someone in Slack in a community channel or privately to get those questions answered. If you're in Mavericks Club, you also get access to your coach and your squadron every 14 days. And those 14-day cycles alternate. So 1 week in Mavericks Club, you've got a meeting with your navigator. The next week, you're in your squadron call. The next week, you're with your navigator. The next week, you're in a squadron call. So every week, you've got a call there for accountability. Who are the coaches and what are their resumes? Good question. Below this video or next to this video or wherever you're watching this, I'm going to pop a link to the LinkedIn profile of all of the coaches and agency navigators so that you can just go and check them out. Our coaches at the time of making this video are John Falk, otherwise known as Johnny Flash, in the East Coast of the US, Jen Sikowski from the East Coast of the US as well, Tim Kelsey, who lives in Thailand, has a US agency that serves US clients and Australian clients, and he coaches a lot of our Australians because he's in the right time zone. Adam Silverman, who's based in Nashville in Tennessee, myself here based in Melbourne, Thomas Amos based in the UK, and our head of client success and transformation is Jane Jones, who is based here in Melbourne, Australia, and our agency navigator client success manager is Anna Booth, who is based in New Zealand. I will put links to all of their LinkedIn resumes, LinkedIn profiles below this video here, so you can go and check them out. And you can see that the coaches are still running agencies and doing the thing that they're helping you with. So I hope that answers that question for you. So I know this was long and I know this was potentially very tedious and boring, but I just wanted to answer all of these questions once so that I can point people to them. If you're listening to this episode of the podcast, thank you for indulging us. We appreciate your interest in what we're doing here at Agency Mavericks. Again, my name is Troy Dean. I'm the founder and CEO here at Agency Mavericks. This is the Agency Hour podcast that you've been listening to. If you have any questions, please reach out to us. Go to support.agencymavericks.com. We have a new support channel there where you can ask any questions. We can get you connected to someone on our sales team or someone in our support team if you have any questions about our products, our programs, or how we work. I'll look forward to working with you at some point and helping you grow your agency, start, grow, or scale your agency. And I look forward to hanging out at one of our live events with you and meeting in real life. All right, I'm Troy Dean. Let's get to work.